Clocks are part of our daily life, but in ancient times they were not easily available. The mechanical clocks that entered the Qing court as tributes were all sumptuous works of art. One example is this clock with water automaton, which was made in Guangzhou and combines both Western and Chinese elements. Upon close observation, you can see that both the spiral glass columns spouting from the golden dragon's mouth and the two rectangular panels beside the clock dial are driven by a gear mechanism. When activated, the performance machine plays music and rotates the glass columns, creating various visual effects of flowing water. The god of longevity and the eight immortals show up in turn, forming a vivid and auspicious scene of birthday celebration. This clock reports time, just like European clocks. However, it is decorated with cloisonnés and glided, entwined branches, demonstrating the cultural exchange between China and the West. Mechanical clocks were introduced to China from Europe as early as the end of the Ming Dynasty and the beginning of the Qing Dynasty. After the ban on maritime trade during the Kangxi period of the Qing Dynasty, Guangzhou became the sole foreign trade port in the Qianlong period. Only then did the local people start to study the mechanism of these clocks and manufacture timepieces that incorporate the Chinese elements of pavilions, pagodas, and human figures.